Welcome to Invite Radio. You're about to receive responsible, life-changing information on health and nutrition. You'll hear from Invite professionals who are leaders in targeted and anti-aging nutrition. Get ready for tomorrow's nutritional science today, right here, right now. Yes, indeedy. Welcome to another edition of Invite Health Radio. My name is Jerry Hickey. I'm a pharmacist. I'm a nutritionist. And I'm the chief scientific officer over here at Invite Health. When it comes to nutrition, we're making lives better. Yes, we are. We're helping a lot of people. Welcome to the program. We manufacture extremely high quality nutritional supplements. And they're very pure. They're very clean. They've been tested and retested to make sure they're the correct ingredients. We use ingredients, and they're the right potency, of course, and that there's no mold in there or contaminants or pesticides or heavy metals like mercury and lead, etc. We really do a good job on this. We also choose ingredients that have been the subject of human clinical trials because that gives us various types of evidence. For instance, if we pick ingredients that have been used in human clinical trials that are published in medical journals, that tells us that the product is safe. It gives us safety data. That tells us that the product really works and has benefits, so it's well spent money on your part. And that also tells us the exact dosage to give. So it's always important to use ingredients used in human clinical trials. Now, we have a lot of stores. They're called Invite Health. And there's people like me in the stores. There's nutritional professionals. Like, I'm a pharmacist nutritionist. My name's Jerry Hickey. If you're down in Florida in our Boca Raton location, and you go, you could go see Amanda Williams, who's not just a nutritionist. She's a graduate of medical school. She runs the nutrition department there. And, of course, we also have a store in the west coast of Florida, if you're going down to Florida, in Brandon, which is very close to Tampa. It's right outside Tampa, the Westfield Brandon Mall. Right near the Apple store, we have an Invite Health. Now, a lot of research has come out on probiotics. There's several supplements that a huge amount of research is coming out in on vitamin K, Alcar, ubiquinol, and, of course, probiotics. Vitamin D, of course. I mean, every week a study comes out on vitamin D. Probiotics, a huge amount of evidence. And a lot of it has to do with the immune system. For instance, they're showing that probiotics help clear up allergies in children and adults. That's very interesting. It's not all strains. You have to pick the strains in your supplement. In your probiotic supplement, you have to be very careful about what strains you include because they don't all help the immune system. They don't all resist the effects of antibiotics. Antibiotics usually kill off good bacteria. And they don't all help with allergies. So we were very cautious in the five strains of probiotics we chose. So here's a recent study. And they're finding this again and again and again, that cancer is frequently related to bad bacteria. We've known for many years that viruses cause cancer, like the Epstein-Barr virus, the mononucleosis virus is associated with cancer. And of course, there's a different virus that causes cervical cancer, the human papillomavirus. But now we're learning that there's also several bacteria that are strongly related to cancer. For instance, in women's milk ducts, near the breast cancer tumors, there's a lot of bad bacteria. In the rest of the breast, there's good bacteria, but in the cancer and surrounding the cancer, there's bad bacteria. Bacteria that trigger inflammation and have other poor qualities for our health. So they're finding that breast cancer and colon cancer are both related to bacteria, having problematic bacteria, but now they're also finding that pancreatic cancer is related to bad bacteria. For instance, studies started coming out 2 years ago that fusobacteria are related to pancreatic cancer. Now they've done more research on that, and they found out that people with pancreatic cancer. Now these are great researchers. It's in the journal Cancer Discovery. It's George Miller. He's a medical doctor. He's the head of the tumor immunology program at NYU, at the Perlmutter Cancer Center at NYU Langone. And they found out that not only is there the wrong bacteria in the cancer of people with pancreatic cancer, but there's a huge amount of it, a huge amount of it. And 50% of these bacteria are proteobacteria. So we're finding that there's an imbalance in bacteria in several cancers. They're also finding the same thing with autoimmune diseases. Now, to be honest, research on bacteria and autoimmune disease goes back several decades. About 20 or 30 years ago, there was already evidence for this. I'll give you some background from stuff I've been reading over the past 20 to 30 years. I remember these things. I've got that kind of brain. I can't remember that I'm supposed to go to a wedding in 3 weeks. Well, I can if I think about it, but I'd rather not. But I could definitely remember studies I read 20 or 30 years ago. I mean, that's a gift I have. Everybody has some kind of gift. I have trouble changing a light bulb, but I can remember and collate all these studies and organize them in my brain. So they found that when people have damage to their intestines, whether it's from a disease like irritable bowel syndrome or Crohn's disease or colitis, or it's from a drug like Advil or Aleve or antibiotics, that the gut becomes leaky. The gut's supposed to be a barrier. Things that are in the gut are supposed to stay in the gut unless the body chooses to absorb them into the bloodstream. So the gut's supposed to be this very dependable barrier. When you have something called leaky gut syndrome, bad things from the intestines leak into the bloodstream. And the bad bacteria release chemicals that foster autoimmune diseases. And they just did another big study on this. It's from Queen's University in Belfast, Ireland. And they found that it's really more a particular strain of bacteria called Bacteroides fragilis. It releases a protein in the intestines that looks just like proteins in our body. And when you have leaky gut syndrome, whether it's caused by antibiotics or disease or inflammation from a drug, these proteins get absorbed into the bloodstream. They leak into the bloodstream. They're leaching into the bloodstream. And the immune system attacks them, and then it attacks a similar-looking protein in our own body, and they're finding this connected to multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, a lot of autoimmune diseases. Now, having bad bacteria is more than just having diarrhea or gassiness and poor digestion. Having bad bacteria could be life-threatening. So here's a study. This is very interesting because this is the technology we use in our probiotics. Every year, about 2 million people in the United States develop infections with bacteria that antibiotics can't kill. And then you wind up in the hospital, and they're using very dangerous antibiotics like vancomycin and gentamicin. They can affect your hearing. Some of them affect your kidneys and destroy your kidneys. And they can also make you dizzy for the rest of your life. You don't even know if you're sitting, standing, or walking. That's how bad they can affect your brain. It's called a wobbler when you use those antibiotics. So every year, about 2 million Americans develop infections that you can't treat with antibiotics. They don't work. And about 30,000 of these people die every year. About 30,000. And two of the common bacteria that are drug-resistant are MRSA and Clostridium difficile. And Pseudomonas aeruginosa. So there's three, really. In this study, they gave antibiotics, and they gave a probiotic with the same coating we use on our probiotics. See, this is one of the key reasons why our probiotics are superior. The antibiotics did not kill the probiotic. But adding the probiotic, now this is MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, probably the hardest college in the world, okay? The most difficult college in the world. When they release research, I sit up and take note. I mean, to me, it's like they're even tougher than Caltech and Princeton, you know. In any event, they took these bacteria that antibiotics would no longer kill, and they gave the antibiotic, but they added probiotics. And this killed the antibiotic-resistant bacteria, the Staphylococcus aureus that they call MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. You know, people get that infection in their skin, they can't get rid of it. And Pseudomonas aeruginosa, that's another really bad one. So why did the antibiotic not kill the good bacteria? Because they were coated with a fiber, the same fiber we're using. They're using alginate. Alginate that comes out of vegetables and apples. This is the same trick we use to protect our probiotic. This is the reason why our probiotics, even if you're on an antibiotic, they can survive when you take them. Even when you're on an antibiotic, you could take our probiotic and get protection from it. Antibiotics kill off all your good bacteria, and then quite commonly, a really nasty one called Clostridium difficile is left over, and it can literally puncture holes in your intestines. It causes collagenous colitis, which is a killer. However, most of the time, it just causes severe diarrhea. So here's a study. They gave Lactobacillus plantarum. These are people with kidney transplants. It's a one-year study. It's in the journal Nutrients last month, October 24th. So it's 2 or 3 weeks ago the study was published. These are people in the nephrology ward in hospitals who had kidney transplants. They wound up on a lot of antibiotics, and they wound up with a really nasty infection in the intestines. And we're talking 5,341 people from different hospitals. And when they gave them the probiotics, it was fighting off the Clostridium difficile. It's one of the strains in our probiotic HX. It's Lactobacillus plantarum. So normally when you're treating infections with antibiotics, it kills off all the good bacteria. Bad bacteria that antibiotics can't kill are left over. They are really dangerous. So in one study, like they found with Pseudomonas aeruginosa, a life-threatening bacterium, and MRSA, another life-threatening bacterium, if they gave the antibiotic, in this case it was tobramycin, but if they added coated probiotic cultures, it killed the infectious bacteria because the probiotics were protected from the infection. The probiotics were protected from the antibiotic. And the coating is the same exact coating we use in our probiotic HX. It's alginate, something very safe that you get when you eat an apple. So that's, it's called microbac technology. We've been using it for years now. So we're way ahead of the curve. MIT just discovered alginate. So here's colds. They found that probiotics help shield people from colds. But once again, it's not every strain. It's generally Lactobacillus rhamnosus, Lactobacillus plantarum, and Bifidobacterium animalis subspecies lactis. These are the three strains that help fight off a flu infection, a cold, viral infections of the lungs that can lead to pneumonia. These are the three strains. So when we come back, I'm going to read you another study on the common cold and giving one of these strains. They're in our probiotic HX. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. Okay, welcome back. Pharmacist, nutritionist, Jerry Hickey, Invite Health Radio. So, there's two studies where they actually had people inhale cold viruses. Now, the reason you never become completely resistant to the colds is because there's hundreds of viruses that cause colds. there's like five different families of viruses, and there's hundreds of viruses in each family. So how could you encounter 500 different viruses in your lifetime? So that's why sometimes you shake off a cold, sometimes you don't, because you're encountering a new virus once in a while. So they took a group of people in two different studies, and they had them take probiotics. But once again, it's not all probiotics. It's only specific probiotics. Lactobacillus plantarum, Lactobacillus rhamnosus, or Bifidobacterium animalis subspecies lactis. I have all three in a probiotic HX. So they had people take probiotic or placebo capsules. There was no bacteria in the placebo. Then they had them inhale the cold virus, and far fewer people got sick if they were taking a probiotic. They were taking the probiotic like for several weeks to a month. Because it takes a couple of weeks for the probiotics to reach all around your body, to migrate all around your body, because they travel all over the body. They wind up in the breasts. They wind up in the urinary tract. They wind up in the vaginal tissue. They wind up by the pancreas. They wind up everywhere. I mean, of course, your colon. They wind up in your mouth. They wind up on your scalp and on your skin. So within about a week or two, they've migrated, and they're helping fight off infections. So they found that people who took the probiotic, far fewer of them developed cold symptoms. And if they did, the symptoms were much lighter. And that's another study that just came out. Another study just came out. It's the University of Virginia Medical School and the Department of Microbiology, Immunology, and Cancer Biology, University of Virginia School of Medicine in Charlottesville. It's in the journal Beneficial Microbes. And what they had, they gave people probiotics or placebo for 28 days. And then they had to inhale cold viruses. And what they found was the probiotic that they swallowed was protecting their nose and their throat from the symptoms and from the infection. They found that it reduced the number of virus particles in the nose and mouth by 76%. I mean, it's real. And that was, once again, one of the strains in our probiotic HX, the Bifidobacterium animalis subspecies lactis. It really means something. So it takes about 2 weeks for the probiotic to bring your immune system back. And the parts of the immune system it brings back help prevent infections in your eyes, which is good news if you're wearing contact lenses. It helps prevent infections in the nose, like sinusitis, and infections in the mouth, like a sore throat. It helps prevent infections in the lungs. All these are the kinds of cells. It helps prevent infections, colds and flu and viral pneumonia, urinary tract infections, vaginal yeast infections, infections in the colon, prostatitis. It helps prevent all of these infections because they stimulate neutrophils that are near the skin and in the nose and in the mouth and in the sinuses and in your digestive tract and in the urinary tract and by the prostate, etc. But they're also stimulating the production of antibodies, T cells, and natural killer cells that control the immune system and that hunt down and kill cancer cells and hunt down and kill viruses and bacteria. They're finding now that it's easier to treat cancer. Cancer patients do better if they have sufficient vitamin D. I mean, a study just came out last week. People who took vitamin D supplements had a 25% lower risk of dying from cancer. It's unbelievable. Cancer is surpassing heart disease in many places as the number one cause of death in America. Cancer is surpassing heart disease as the number one killer. Yet simply getting your vitamin D levels higher was reducing the risk of dying from cancer by 25%. That's huge. That came out last week. Now, same with probiotics. There's a lot of places reporting now that treating cancer is much easier and people are surviving better if they're on probiotics. But once again, it's not every strain. So here's a review of studies in elderly people, people in their 70s and 80s and 60s. I'm 64. I'll be 65 in February. So they looked at four human clinical trials, and they found within 2 weeks the ability of the immune system to hunt down and kill infections, to destroy pathogens, infectious bacteria, infectious viruses, improved dramatically on Bifidobacterium animalis subspecies lactis, which is one of the major strains we have in the probiotic HX, our probiotic. In elderly people, within 2 to 3 weeks, the immune system was working much better to kill viruses and bacteria. And studies do show that older people and younger people, even college students and health professionals who do a probiotic over the winter, have fewer colds and fewer cases of the flu. It reduces the number of colds and flu infections by a third in a whole bunch of human clinical trials published in medical journals. And it's the strains we use in our probiotic HX. Why do you think we chose them? And if they did get sick, the infection was shorter. So instead of being sick for, let's say, 5 to 7 days, they were like sick for 3 days. And it was a lot weaker infection. It was milder. The symptoms weren't as horrible. They didn't suffer as much. So in this review of 4 human clinical trials, over 15 years now, 15 years worth of studies, over a few weeks, Bifidobacterium animalis subspecies lactis restores the immune function in elderly people to kill cancer cells, to fight cancer, and to fight off infections. This is real. This is real. Here's one last study I'm going to read you. It's in the United European Gastroenterological Journal. It's March 2018, so it's this spring. They looked at 51 studies, 10,000 people, almost 10,000 people. Lactobacillus rhamnosus helped kill Clostridium difficile infections. Clostridium difficile infections kill about 19,000 Americans each year. I rest my case. This stuff is real. It's valid. And it's powerful for your immune system. And it's that time of year. The flu is here. There's mild to moderate activity in every state in the country at this point, including Alaska, Hawaii, including Puerto Rico. There's already mild to moderate flu activity. And when it gets cold, which is right now, that's when the flu really thrives. The flu lives better and infects you more when it's cold out. The flu likes colder temperatures. The flu viruses like colder temperatures. That's why flu season in the southern hemispheres in places like Australia and Argentina is during our summer. That's their winter. And our flu season is the opposite. It's now. And it lasts, generally it's like worse from now until about January. But sometimes other strains come along in February and people are still getting sick in February and March. I've had people get the flu twice in one winter, come in as clients. Then we have to build up their immune system. The flu is here, now it's cold, now the flu is really going to take hold, and it's really going to spread. And they're predicting a bad flu season. And I don't know how accurate the flu immunization is this year. Last year it was about 40% effective. It was about 40% effective. The flu vaccine always weakens the flu, but the probiotic really hit the ball out of the ballpark. I mean, so we have the chewable probiotic. I do that. At work, at home, I take the probiotic HX. It's great for kids because it has a nice natural cherry flavor. And there's probiotic in it that have been shown to protect kids from infections and from diarrhea and constipation. Probiotics, if you pick the right ones, help you with constipation, help you with diarrhea, help you with gassiness, helps you with gas pains in the intestines, help you digest your food, help you with allergies, but also help prevent flu and cold infections that get out of control. It really helps you protect you from flu and cold infections. So we have really high-quality probiotics. Now, if you need some energy, we're going into Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving time. It's stressful. You're doing a lot of shopping. You're cleaning your house. And this is on top of the job or taking care of the kids or the dogs or whatever you're doing. There's a lot of extra work this time of year, getting your house in shape for people coming over for dinner, shopping for food, shopping for gifts, going to all these cocktail parties and parties. I get invited to a million of them. we have something that'll help you survive that. It's actually, believe it or not, Viking ginseng. It really is. It's Viking ginseng. It's the biggest selling supplement in Norway. You know, Norway, Sweden, and Finland, they have a really tough winter. Like there's a whole month without the sun. The sun doesn't get above the horizon. And it's really cold, and there's ice storms, and there's snow. And it's very taxing. They take rhodiola to give them energy and to get rid of stress over the winter, to make them tougher. And it works. The reason they call it Viking ginseng is the Vikings used it. You know, the Vikings traveled in the cold waters of the North Atlantic frequently. They went to places like Greenland and Iceland and Canada. And they went to Ireland and they went to England and, you know, all these places, the Faroe Islands and everything. All these cold places. They went to Denmark. They're not like going to the Greek islands and getting sun. So they would get worn down and sick. They would take rhodiola to give them more energy to help them handle the stress of the cold weather. And it really works. So here's a study, the Journal of Sports Medicine and Physical Fitness. It's from the University of Rome. And when they gave men who are athletic, trained athletes, now, I don't know if they were soccer players. I don't know if they were high or low. I don't know what sport. It didn't tell you what sport. It said they were athletes, trained athletes. Rhodiola improved their physical fitness, their performance. Rhodiola improved muscle function during intense exercise. Now, I've got a lot of studies like that. Here's the Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research. It's Gettysburg College over in Pennsylvania, their Department of Health Sciences. And on time trials and stationary bikes, when they gave athletes rhodiola, their finish times were faster. And they didn't have as much muscle damage or exertion. Rhodiola was, in athletes, in timed trials, giving rhodiola was improving their finishing time. And let me tell you something. Rhodiola works on the first dose. It's not like you have to take rhodiola for a month before it's effective. If you need more energy now, or you need to handle stress better now, you could take a rhodiola with breakfast and a rhodiola with lunch and get a lot more mental energy, a lot more physical energy, and help you conquer the stress. It really works. It really works. I'm not spending time on it. I've got research from Memorial Sloan Kettering. I've got research from the National Center on Complementary and Integrative Health from the National Institutes of Health. I've got a lot of research. University of Alberta. I've got a lot of research. University of Surrey. And all these are published studies that if you take rhodiola, it gets rid of fatigue. It helps you handle stress. You know, stress is very damaging for your memory. It breaks down your neuron connections. When you're stressed and you release cortisol, the stress hormone, it enters your brain and it damages your nerve endings and that corrupts your memory. Stress is absolutely bad for the memory and for the brain. Rhodiola lowers your cortisol and protects the brain and protects the neurons in the brain from stress. It gives the brain mental energy and makes the brain tougher, and it gives you physical energy and gets rid of physical fatigue. So if you're overtaxed, you're stressed out, take the rhodiola. It's on special today. It's an unbelievable supplement. And you don't have to take it every day. You just take it the days you need it. You take one with breakfast and one with lunch, and you're going to feel a lot better. And it really works. There's many human clinical trials published on this. Okay, we have to go to a break. We'll be right back. Rhodiola's on special, and our probiotic supplements are on special. Jerry Hickey, Invite Health Radio. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. Okay, welcome back. Pharmacist, nutritionist, Jerry Hickey. So our probiotic chewables on special. Our probiotic HX is on special. And let me tell you something. The way the bacteria are coated with alginate from vegetables and fruit, it protects them from antibiotics. So if you have a kid who's getting an antibiotic for like an ear infection or sinusitis or something, give them the probiotic chewable. It'll help protect them because they won't die as easily as the natural bacteria that are in their intestines. It'll help protect them. It'll help reestablish good bacteria in their intestines. Very important. And for you, too, you could either do the chewable probiotic or you could do the probiotic HX. They're protected. They'll survive. They'll thrive. And you'll do better if you're on an antibiotic. Now, and rhodiola's on special because it helps you handle stress. I mean, this is the stress time of year. All the parties, all the bad foods that are so delicious, all the shopping, all the cleaning, all the preparation, on top of your regular things, your regular life, it's a lot. It breaks us down. So the rhodiola makes you tougher. It really does. Now, Cocoa HX is on special. This is not your grandma's cocoa. This is real cocoa. This is not Dutched. We don't add any milk fat. We don't add any sugar. What we do add is black raspberry, freeze-dried black raspberry, and freeze-dried kiwi fruit. Because they have different antioxidants than the cocoa, so it rounds out the profile of antioxidants. Like the kiwi has these emerald green antioxidants. The black raspberry has these purplish and blackish and bluish antioxidants like anthocyanidins and anthocyanicides. And the cocoa has mostly flavanthriols. So you're actually supplying antioxidants to every single cell in the body. The lungs, your energy cells, you know, the energy vacuoles in your cells called mitochondria, your digestive cells, your brain cells, your heart cells, your blood vessel cells. You're getting antioxidants everywhere. So that's why, plus the flavor. Imagine you've got real cocoa and we add black raspberry and kiwi. It's delicious. This morning for breakfast, I had my really high quality non-GMO cereal. I added to that fresh blueberries, fresh pecans, fresh walnuts, and a scoop of the Cocoa HX. Because the Cocoa HX is so darn good for my circulation, because there's heart attacks in my family, and it's so darn good for my aging brain. So let's start talking about some of these studies. This is a study on people with poor circulation in their legs. Cocoa has been shown to improve circulation everywhere in the body. Circulation to your skin, if you have wrinkles or damaged skin, it helps your skin. Circulation to your heart, if you've got some clogged arteries in the heart. Circulation to the brain, because it's been shown to improve memory and support memory and lower the risk of a stroke. And even circulation to your legs and circulation to your organs for that kind of performance. You know what I mean. It has a mild Viagra effect in a lot of men. Mild Viagra effect, but you know, when you're 64 years old, that's okay. So these are people with peripheral vascular disease. It's kind of like heart disease, but it happens in the legs usually. And for these people, it's hard for them to walk fast. It's hard for them to walk upstairs. They get leg cramps because they can't rush enough blood, oxygen-rich blood, to their muscles. So what happens, acids build up, lactic acid, and they get leg cramps. So this is the Journal of the American Heart Association, and when they gave people with diseased blood vessels in their legs, they gave them cocoa, real cocoa, high in the flavanthriols. They walked 15% longer without leg cramps. I mean, this really meant something. We know that cocoa, if it's real cocoa, not chocolate. Chocolate is kind of like, you don't know if these things survived the processing of cocoa into chocolate. When they process cocoa to convert it into chocolate, you lose a lot of these things. So one batch can have them, the next batch might not. That's how it is. So here's the brain, because it really reverses age-related memory loss. And we're not talking about Alzheimer's here. We're talking about the regular memory loss you see in everybody. Like even the smartest medical doctor, the smartest lawyer, the smartest physicist. You know, I mean, everybody has a little bit of brain shrinkage and memory loss with age. So far, I haven't experienced it, but I'd rather not. But I know people in their 50s who are already having issues with their memory. So this is the journal Nature Neuroscience. And it's a fairly recent study. High doses of the flavin-3-ols in the cocoa, it's like real cocoa, reversed the normal memory loss that occurs with age, that comes with age. So they took a high flavanol cocoa, and they gave it to people. Now, these people ranged in age from 50 to 69. They didn't suffer with memory loss other than the what you would normally expect, okay? Normally, you expect a little bit of memory loss with aging. You know, they call that a senior moment. So these people didn't have any pathology. They didn't have Parkinson's disease. They didn't suffer from multiple strokes. They didn't have Alzheimer's. It's just regular memory loss in people between the age of 50 to 69. And they gave them cocoa. Now, this is Columbia University and NYU. This is Columbia University. They have a center that studies the aging brain, and it studies Alzheimer's. And this is with NYU Langone. So they scanned the brains. They were doing brain scans. And they were also giving them memory tests. Half of the people had the cocoa, high in the flavanols, and the other people had processed cocoa, low in the flavanols. They did this for 3 months. So some of the people had a cocoa like mine, high in flavanols. Other people had a cocoa low in flavanols, because it's the flavanols that are really the trick for the memory. And the brain scans showed that the part of the brain involved with memory loss in aging people, the hippocampal region called the dentate gyrus, was doing better on the cocoa. They saw in these functional MRIs, these powerful MRIs of the brain that they do at NYU Langone, that the cocoa was restoring youthfulness to the dentate gyrus. Now, the dentate gyrus is not where Alzheimer's takes place. Alzheimer's takes place in a different part nearby called the entorhinal cortex. And other studies from other places show that cocoa helps protect the entorhinal cortex also, but they haven't really studied cocoa in Alzheimer's patients. So this is the dentate gyrus where normal aging of the memory takes place, where normal memory loss takes place, the kind of memory loss you expect to happen in older people. And at NYU, they found that, no doubt about it, the people on the real cocoa, the high-powered cocoa with a lot of flavin-3-ols, their dentate gyrus was regrowing into a more youthful aspect. And it also helped their memory. I mean, it was a robust effect. It really was a powerful effect. Here's what they said. The results were striking. Participants who'd had the high-dose flavanol cocoa drink had measurable improvements both in their memory tests and increased activity and health in their dentate gyrus, the author said, that the memory improvements were so robust that they were equivalent to taking away a couple of decades worth of aging of the memory. So here's what they said. This is the lead researcher. His name is Dr. Scott Small. He directs the Alzheimer's Disease Research Center at Columbia University Medical Center and the Center for Researching the Aging Brain. Here's what he said. This is an exact quote. If a participant had the memory of a typical 60-year-old at the beginning of the study, after 3 months, that person on average had the memory of a typical 30 or 40-year-old. These types of studies are coming in from all over the globe, from Italy, from England, from the United States. So here's the journal Nutrition, Health, and Aging. It's the Hugh Sinclair Unit for Human Nutrition and their pharmacy school, University of Reading, that's in England, and the University of East Anglia, their Department of Nutrition, and their medical school, the Norwich Medical School. When you do these big studies, there's a lot of participating academic research institutions. Not one institution can do the whole study. That's just how it is, these complex studies. They did two studies, two distinct studies, randomized controlled human clinical trials. So in the first trial, it was men and women between the age of 26 to 70. And they found that if they gave them high flavonoids, the flavin 3 oils from cocoa, or low flavonoids, over an 18-week period, the high flavonoid, improvements in cognitive performance, but also increased the level of serum BDNF. Now, that's a winner. That's one reason why cocoa is so good for the brain. Brain-derived neurotrophic factor heals the brain. It creates new memory cells. It creates new data processing, problem-solving cells. Okay? The level of brain-derived neurotrophic factor starts to drop in your 40s. And by the time you're in your 60s, it's dropped a lot. So you can't replace dying and decaying memory cells. One of the reasons why cocoa is so good for the brain, it stimulates the release of brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which rebuilds your memory cells. It heals the memory part of your brain. So this is one reason why. The other reason is the cocoa resupplies blood and oxygen and nutrition to an aging brain. Circulation to an aging brain declines with age because the arteries get stiffened and thickened. It's harder to get blood flow into the brain. So the brain's getting less nutrition, fewer calories, fewer vitamins and minerals and essential fatty acids, etc. Amino acids, all these things the brain requires for memory and function and detoxifying itself and healing itself and keeping itself going in good working order. And typically, circulation to the brain declines somewhere between 10 to 14%, according to Harvard research. When you do the cocoa, within weeks, it's already restored about that much circulation to the brain. It like perfectly offsets the decline in circulation to the brain. It restores circulation to the brain. So that's one effect of cocoa. The brain's getting enough nutrition and oxygen and blood and water to function again. The second thing is the cocoa is an anti-inflammatory antioxidant agent. The third reason is the cocoa restores brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which heals the memory parts of the brain. And this is why you see the brain evolving back into what it once was, and memory starts to build again. And you do better. Your brain is younger. So in the second trial, these are older men and women between the ages 62 to 75. Okay, older men and women between the ages 62 to 75. And once again, they gave them a low flavanol cocoa drink, you know, like milk chocolate, or they gave them a high flavanol cocoa drink like our cocoa for 12 weeks. Once again, they saw serum brain-derived neurotrophic factor levels increased linearly. In other words, the longer you took the cocoa and the more cocoa you had, the more brain-derived neurotrophic factor you were releasing in your brain. And the level of brain-derived neurotrophic factor significantly correlated with cognition scores. So over the 12 weeks giving the cocoa resulted in a significant improvement in brain-derived neurotrophic factor release in the brain, and that was correlated with improvements in memory and global cognitive performance. In other words, the brain was just getting restored to a much younger brain. The memory was coming back. How many studies do I have like this? Probably about 20 or 30. And let me tell you something. The brain gets energized with the very first dosage of cocoa. They've proven this. We'll be right back. Jerry Hick, Invite Health. We have the real cocoa. It's not Dutched. We don't add milk fats. We don't add sugar. And it's high in the flavanols. We'll be right back. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. Okay, welcome back. Pharmacist, nutritionist, Jerry Hickey, Invite Health Radio. Now, here's what's on special so far. To help restore your immune system, during our flu season, our cold season. I mean, this is more protection. It's above and beyond getting your flu shot. This is additional protection. Probiotic HX capsules and chewable probiotic. And they've shown in research that even if you're on antibiotics, these bacteria can still survive because we coat them with alginate that comes out of vegetables and fruits. And the alginate protects them from the antibiotics. So you'll do better. Because there's a lot of stuff going around this year that's requiring antibiotics. There's a kind of bronchitis and there's a kind of nasal infection that's been going around. I was down in Tampa recently at our store in Tampa and also up here in New York and upstate in West Nyack. All over the place, people are getting these weird sinus infections, throat infections that can go into bronchitis. And it seems that you need an antibiotic to help fight it off. Augmentin is probably the best one. The penicillin with clavulinate for that, by the way. But these probiotics will withstand the effects of the antibiotics. I mean, you know, you take them a couple of hours apart from the antibiotic, and you keep on taking them for a couple of weeks after to reestablish your healthy bacteria. And this is true even in little kids and even in infants. I mean, you know, you can open a probiotic and put it in the food for the infant and feed the infant some of the probiotic. It'll help their immune system. It'll help their digestive tract. So our chewable probiotic and our probiotic HX capsule are on special. There's no milk in them. There's no wheat. There's no soy. There's no yeast. They're non-GMO. They're really good. They're really clean. They're really active. They're really protective and beneficial. Our Cocoa HX high in the flavanols for your brain is on special and your circulation all over your body. Our Rhodiola to help you with stress, to help give you more physical and mental energy is on special. I put two other things on special. I put our purples on special, Dr. Pressman's purples. Now, what is that? It's fruits and vegetables like beetroot powder, cabbage palm, goji berry, mangosteen, plum, elder, bilberry, all these different, black cherry, you know, the tart cherry, blackberry, blueberry, black raspberry, black currant, all these things that have an ability to protect you from all the calories you're going to be eating now. How do they protect you? Well, when you eat all the calories, I mean, this is a delicious time of year, let's face it. Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's. Your favorite aunt is sending you that pecan pie. Your mother's mailing you the cookies she's been sending you for the past 40 years. Tin of cookies around the holiday. You're getting invited over to your friend's house for cocktail parties. Lots of calories. All these calories can inflame your blood vessels. All these extra calories can inflame your blood vessels, which is no good for your heart. The stuff in the purples, but also the cocoa too, will reduce that inflammation from all the calories. The stuff in the purples or the cocos will reduce the inflammation from all those calories. All that sugar, all the saturated fat, all the trans fats, just all the calories in general, inflames your blood vessels. So the cocoa will help prevent that. And the purples HX, either one. But the purples also helps protect your liver from all the excess calories. Your liver can regenerate in about a month. If you cut away two-thirds of your liver would grow back to the original size within about 4 weeks. It's amazing. The liver is amazing. And the liver has to do that because the liver removes bacteria from your food and from your blood. The liver stores your sugar and helps control your blood sugar. The liver makes cholesterol. The liver makes vitamin D. The liver does so many jobs. It creates hormones. It creates bile acids for digesting fats. So the liver gets taxed when you eat a lot of food. When you eat all the carbs at Thanksgiving at the table, the pumpkin pie, the shufai pie, the turnips, the stuffing, the potatoes, the sweet potatoes, the yams, all that stuff, the gravy, all the fats, the fat from the turkey, the fat from the gravy, all that stuff has to be processed through the liver. And the liver starts to get inflamed the purples will help prevent inflammation in your liver and help heal your liver quicker. When your liver gets inflamed, you don't feel well. You get cranky, you get aches and pains, it's hard to sleep at night. It's just not a good feeling. Plus, if you have too many sugar calories and fat calories, your triglycerides go up, which then raises your VLDL cholesterol, which eventually is converted into bad cholesterol, LDL. But not only that, the triglycerides clog your liver and cause fatty liver. If you have elevated blood sugar and a big belly, you're already developing fatty liver. It's very common. When you have fatty liver, that leads to liver disease that greatly increases your risk of many cancers. You don't want that. So the Purples HX helps flush the inflammation out of your liver during this high calorie season. All you have to do is take one scoop a day. When you're sitting at the Thanksgiving table, you can have a scoop of this when you're having your blueberry pie. It's Purples. It tastes delicious. I have to be honest with you. You can add it to your martini. I'm telling you, this stuff is delicious. How do I give it to kids? I tell parents, get seltzer, add a little tiny bit of grape juice or pomegranate juice, and add a scoop of Purples, and they have a natural soda. Or I tell the parents to add it to whatever they're drinking, or some yogurt, or even to their pancake mix. Add the Purples to the pancake mix. It makes the pancakes taste delicious, but they're getting antioxidants. They're not just getting pancake mix. I also tell parents, freeze it. Put the Purples in water and freeze it, and you have a natural popsicle. Yeah, take a little bit of grape juice, a little bit of water, add a scoop of the Purples, and you have a natural popsicle. You just have to stir it in so, you know, it's even. So I put Purples HX on special, powder, a scoop a day to help keep the calories from inflaming your liver during the holiday season. I also put Dr. Pressman's Cerebral Care on special. Cerebral Care has inositol. Inositol helps your brain cells communicate. It's really called myo-inositol, but everybody abbreviates it to inositol. Inositol is needed for cellular communication everywhere in the body, but especially in the brain. There's Alcar for putting Alcar back in the brain, which is needed for memory. There's CDP choline and phosphatidylserine. Now, that's really important. The CDP choline, the phosphatidylserine, and the Alcar combine to create glycerophospholipids and plasmalogens for the structure of the brain to prevent the death of brain cells and for memory functions. So the Cerebral Care is a powder. You can add a scoop to your cocoa, and you're getting a great brain treat, a brain tonic, to help prevent aging of the brain, shrinkage of the brain, to help restore memory, to help mood, to help the brain cells heal and protect themselves, to help improve the major neurotransmitter involved with your memory, which is called acetylcholine. That's why the Alcar and the CDP choline are in there, and the phosphatidylserine helps the acetylcholine work. Acetylcholine is your memory neurotransmitter. That's the neurotransmitter that shields the brain from toxicity, that heals the brain and the parts of the brain involved with language skills and memory and learning and your GPS, so you know how to get home and you understand how to walk around a box and not trip. That's your GPS in your brain. I mean, your brain is amazing. Our brain, we have feelings for our brain that tells us how hungry we should locate food. And we can look at things outside our body and see where they are and form a map and know how to get to that food. You think a bacteria knows how to get to your refrigerator? Or a hydra? I mean, come on. So our brain is amazing. But our brain is complex, and it does break down with time. And when you do the cocoa with the Cerebral Care, you're getting all these different things that help heal the brain and help the brain function again. You're getting the cocoa that restores brain-derived neurotrophic factor to heal the brain, and the cocoa also restores circulation. And then you're getting the Cerebral Care that restores the level of acetylcholine for your memory. I mean, it's a 1-2 punch that's great for your memory. Okay, God bless. Thanks for listening. Have a good day, everybody. Talk to you again. I'm on every day. Bye-bye. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989.